This is Girls Matter Podcast with host and founder Maina Thomas, and I'm on a mission to empower girls to dream, lead, and succeed. This podcast is for you if you're ready to help your daughter live up to her full potential. So come on and take this journey with me and discover that girls really do matter. Hey everybody, today is another day to be empowered. I am super excited that you stopped by today, and if you're looking for tips on how to empower your daughter, then you have definitely come to the right place, because this is where we help girls dream big. I am extremely passionate about helping young girls live up to their full potential, and as a mom to three amazing girls, you can feel confident that I am going to travel this journey with you. And my hope is that you will open your hearts and minds to receive all of the helpful information that I wish to share with you. And please understand that even if some of the things that I share with you may be different from what you are used to, it may just be what you are looking for. And even though all the tips may not apply to you, I do ask that you take the ones that resonate and apply it to your lives. So come on and join in with me as we celebrate the excellence that exists in our beautiful daughters. And please feel free to subscribe to Girls Matter on your favorite platform. I'm already smiling from ear to ear because I am so happy that you pushed play today. Thanks so much for being part of my mission to help empower girls to dream, lead, and succeed. So let's start our show. This is episode one of the Girls Matter podcast, and today's episode is positive self-esteem. Our topic is positive self-esteem. I am super excited about this topic, and I hope you'll find value in it and that you'll be able to use these tips that I'm about to share with you in your everyday lives. So, how do you feel when you have positive self-esteem? Well, I know how I feel. I feel as though I can accomplish anything. I remember reading a quote once that said that the right perspective makes the impossible possible. And I was so blown away by that quote, and it resonated with me for a while. And I was like, yes, this is so true. And so the question for you, my listeners today, is, do you have the right perspective? So I've always felt that God gave us the title of parents for a reason, and that He gave children their title for a reason as well. So as parents, we have to help our children navigate through difficult situations in life and to help them to solve problems, right? And this should start when our children are very, very young. So today, I want to share some tips with you to help your daughter develop a positive self-esteem. And I want to talk about some of the things that we should be doing with our daughters to help them build their self-esteem. As parents, we need to help our children at a very early age to develop confidence in themselves and to learn to love themselves. They should be taught to look in the mirror and admire and love the image that they see looking right back at them. And as parents, we should always let our children know that we love them and that they are beautiful inside and out. So, as I mentioned in my intro, I have three amazing daughters. Love, love, love them. And to help them when they were younger overcome some of the challenges that I felt that they may possibly face with regard to low self-esteem, I would ask them questions that, in my opinion, I think every mother should have her daughter ask herself. First, moms, teach your daughters to surround themselves with positive friends who will encourage them and not bring them down. It really doesn't matter how others treat you, because that contributes to the way you see yourself, and it also contributes to how comfortable you feel in your own skin. So the first question your daughter should ask herself is, am I surrounding myself with positive people who encourage me? And the second piece is communication, because you see, communication is the key to getting your daughter to talk to you about the things that make her happy, and that is taking a step towards positive self-esteem. And I really believe a good activity is for her to each day write down something that makes her feel good about herself. And so the second question your daughter should ask herself every day is, what things do I like to do that make me feel good about myself? You see, telling yourself that you are beautiful or that you are creative or that you are smart are useful tools to help improve your self-esteem. And when your daughter does that every day, then I promise you the outcome will be a positive one. And the next question that your daughter should be asking herself is, when I look in the mirror, who do I see looking back at me? And because of her affirmations, the answer to that question will always be answered in the affirmative. I see someone beautiful looking back at me. And these are just a few tips that your daughters can take in improving her self-esteem. However, these are steps that should be taken each and every day to serve as an affirmation. So in addition to all that I just mentioned, as a parent, it's your duty to help your daughter feel comfortable in her own skin. As she affirms what we just talked about, it's your job as mom to uplift, to encourage, and to push your daughters to live up to their fullest potential, helping them to embrace all that excellence that exists in them. And it will definitely, I promise you, it will definitely raise their self-esteem and will help them to choose themselves and love themselves. As moms raising daughters, you need to be intentional about helping your daughters to learn to love themselves. Let them know that they can be and do anything they set their minds to. It's all about empowering them to dream big dreams, to lead and to be unique, and that they need to love who they are and be comfortable in their own skin and not pretend to be somebody else. Now, that's not to say that they cannot be motivated by others who have paved the way for them. But they have to learn to be themselves and to love themselves. And by doing that and embracing those concepts, they will be well on their way to having a positive self-esteem. And when they have that positive self-esteem, they will become more confident. You see, when your daughter has self-esteem, she will learn to accept herself and love herself just the way she is. And then when she looks in the mirror, she will see what others see, a beautiful, powerful girl that can do anything she sets her mind to. Self-esteem helps your daughter to gain courage to try new things or make new friends. And with self-esteem, all of our daughters will learn to believe in themselves. You know that good things can happen when they try. So you have to encourage them to help them to understand and internalize that good things can happen to them when they try. Self-esteem helps them when things don't go their way. It helps them accept mistakes. If they sewed a pattern and it didn't come out right the first time, if they cooked a meal and it didn't taste as good as they wanted it to, or if they did some artwork and it's not as precise as they wanted it to be, you have to help them to understand that they cannot get mad at themselves. All they need to do is just try it again. Tell them you have to find a way to do it better the next time. Our daughters need to know and believe that they are beautiful inside and out. Then they will become empowered. So tell your daughters to make sure that they surround themselves with positive friends, friends that will encourage them and motivate them to be a better version of themselves. And remember the quote that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that said, "The right perspective makes the impossible possible." So moms, have your daughters practice these tips on a daily basis, and I promise you, they will start internalizing it, and then they will embrace it. And each and every day, you will see a difference in the lives of your daughters and in their attitudes. I promise you, you will. So guys, we have come to the end of this episode. And if there's something that resonated with you, please leave a 5-star review and comment below on some of the points that you loved so that others can learn about the show. And also, if there are topics that are of interest to you, please mention them in the comments, and I'll certainly do my best to touch on those topics. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in today. It means so much to me. Please know that you are beautifully and wonderfully made, even on your bad days. I love you all. See you next time. And remember, Girls Matter.